Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Hiya! Apaya!
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
How do you find a male hooker? I pitch tents in the trees.
You guys shut up.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
You are?
Tea time.
You all right over there?
Well, I've got a thing going on at Chambers Bay.
I got a thing and a place
important
and a guy.
I can't let the show get in the way of me going to play golf at Chambers Bay.
No. And by the way, of the white power rankings, boy, Zach Collins was hyping that bench last night. I counted twice that he fell down. He did like the when you're at church and the pastor hits you with the Holy Spirit and you like fall over. Twice he went to the ground with looks of disbelief. That's how hyped the white power rankings were on the bench last night.
I think that reaction is underused in the NBA on the bench.
It just goes down.
The fall down is hilarious and totally captures what the moment is sometimes.
Zach Collins can't handle it. He goes down.
It's all jelly-legged.
No one hypes a bench, you know, like the white twin towers of Myers Leonard and Zach Collins.
I totally get why they do that, though, because that would be so boring. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those guys get minutes, some.
Some.
But I just think I love because they're doing this in college too. The benches in college have bits and like, I think it's funny.
Turns them like a little cheerleader sort of thing.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, they're bored.
Yeah,
it's boring.
What else are you gonna do? And they had to protect Nurkic. I guess they posted up the twin towers there so that no one would roll into Nurkic's leg.
All right,
how's the tea time going?
Well,
did they just reopen it? They redid all the greens and stuff.
They redid all the greens. Yes. Yes, yes. And I've been invited up there to play.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Who invited you up?
The GM. Me and our buddies.
Wow.
Well, you remember.
Isaac Rupp, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Connections.
Mm-hmm. He's a buddy of mine.
No big deal.
We party.
You going to go hang out at Lillard's house after this?
Lillard?
Yeah.
No.
Developers.
I don't live in that world.
Yeah.
No, what was I going to tell you?
I don't know. You were hobnobbing with the GM at Chambers Bay. And
oh, well, you guys, the GM at Chambers Bay loves our show.
He's a bro.
Remember, he's not a bro, but he's a great dude. His name's Matt Allen. And remember, he donated the big Chambers Bay golf package with Nate and Ryan that we went up there. And so Matt has been great to us. He's always been very good to me, and he's a very accommodating guy.
And he says, yeah, get up here. I want you to see what the hell we've done. Because they've redone all their greens, all the stuff that the pros were griping about.
Yeah, there's a talk that they're going to get they want to get another U.S. Open back there now that the greens have been redone. And yeah, they went with like a completely different grass, right?
Yeah, they went with Poa. They went back to, well, basically the experiment, they tried to experiment and do it differently, and it failed.
Yeah.
Just bottom line, it failed. And they're smart enough to redo it and just do it like with the native grass. And I played a pro-am on Monday with the guy who has already played it, and he said he was raving about it. It is unbelievable. Chambers Bay completely different and so much better now that they've redone the green. So get up there and play golf
and be ice crop.
Okay, we got to get back on the clock here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Let's break.
All right.
Now, Game of Thrones rumor. Real quick, just a quick one, because this is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
About Game of Thrones, episode 3. The big one's coming up. Like, it's the big fight scene.
Yeah. The entire episode. And start to finish.
Yeah, there's a thing about the guy, and it's really interesting.
There's a thing about a guy and a place and all that.
And then we'll get into giant potato talk, maybe some password talk. We got a lot coming up. So let's take a break. We'll come back with the Club on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double sun power!
All right, Game of Thrones, S8. Epi 3 is a Sunday. Very big.
Everyone's going to die.
Very, very big.
A lot of people are going to die.
El Chapo! Did you hear El Chapo's going to make an appearance?
No. Thought he was in prison.
What if, like, Arya ends up being the one that slays the Night King, and then she gets run over by a bus and dies? Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that's the thing is, like, everyone's got their own theory on how it's going to end, but what if it's just like
I have no idea.
Like, if Cersei ends up winning, like she ends up surviving, people are going to be livid.
So what?
I wonder if they've got the balls to end it in an unpopular way.
Well, here's the rumor before we move on to some other club stuff. The rumor is that the Night King won't be showing up at Winterfell in episode 3.
Yeah, Mike's got this theory.
Now, is this on the Game of Thrones podcast?
It is.
Yeah, you can download that at 1080thefan.com.
The T's and D's podcast?
We have
the unofficially named T's and D's podcast, yes.
Talking dragons.
Well,
that's what those words stand for.
Yeah. That's what they stand for. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Some people are saying that he won't be there at Winterfell because, well, King's Landing is bigger. And so more of his army will be down there, so he doesn't need to go to Winterfell.
Yeah, and if you watch the final scene where they show the White Walkers coming up on Winterfell,
he's not in there.
They only show like three of them.
They show his generals.
Yeah, but he's not there.
And they all have that long flowing white hair, which he does not. He has the crown head.
He's bald.
Yeah, so you think
he's got
that's
like a
true?
Darth Maul thing happening?
You think we won't see the Night King there at the Winterfell battle, Mike?
I do think that's true.
Michael Lynch.
And I do think that might be why it's the longest shot battle scene ever, because it might be two different battles. I'm not sure if that is allowed, but in terms of creating the longest scene, but it is. I'm thinking that he's on the dragon going down to King's Landing, because if you remember, back in like season 7, I think it was, Tyrion tells Daenerys, if you want King's Landing, you could take a dragon there right now and win immediately. It does it just a dragon or two, you got the whole city. So if the Night King goes with one dragon, the Ice Dragon, he can probably take the entirety of King's Landing and all the Golden Company and all the Greyjoys and then amass an even larger army. Oh yeah, and all the people living in King's Landing.
Look, I want nothing more than just the Night King and no one else to go there and just whoop ass.
Can I just say that whenever I hear Mike and Andrew Nemec start talking about Game of Thrones, I get bored in literally 10 seconds, and I love the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, man.
Look at him.
I didn't hear the podcast. I think people get so geeky on it, I lose them. Or they lose me, I mean. I'm just like, what?
So you love the show.
What did he just
say? You want to talk about the show, but not level?
How about on the dumb level? So that's the level I'm on.
So what you're saying is
the dumb level is a way better level.
It's just too highbrow for you.
Well, I'm not saying anything highbrow. I'm just bringing in references from earlier in the show, and you lose it.
That swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Yeah, I do. You lost me on that.
You just don't. You want to forget about the last seven episodes or seasons?
I just tuned you out.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Too much for me.
Go listen to the Game of Thrones podcast, everybody. Rob loves it.
Yes. Rob is a big fan T's and D's podcast.
Well, Nemec's the same way. He came in here the other day and started talking. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, I'm intrigued by it because I am like you and that I am not as diehard as them. But I like when they point those things out because those are all things that I've missed. So, Mike, I, unlike the jerk that is I Everett Rob.
The honorable
I Everett Rob. I do appreciate your in-depth analysis because I like reading people's theories because it's all stuff that I missed. I'm too busy focused on,
the T's and D's.
The T's and the D's.
But don't you
and
think
I
everyone...
miss all the subtleties of it.
Isn't everyone wrong, though? Like, nobody knows what's going on.
Someone's got to be right.
Really? What if it's something that just hasn't been...
You can't keep something...
So you think the ending is something that somebody's already thought of?
Yes.
Really?
Well, and it's already been filmed.
What do you think?
People know.
Short answer, please.
I'm with Suk on that because, God, everyone's had a theory. Everyone who watches the show has a theory, so yes. One of them has to be right.
And enough people are involved in the production, and those people do talk, and eventually it leaks out. Like the Avengers comes out tomorrow. And
yeah!
That movie is going to make a gajillion dollars. They're saying that it's got a chance to be the biggest movie ever.
Really?
And they there's movie theaters that are going to stay open 24 hours.
Yeah!
Starting Thursday night all the way through the weekend to accommodate this. It's going to break every weekend box office record, and it's going to go on to be one of the two or three biggest films of all time.
Did you see that there's select theaters doing a 56-hour Marvel marathon where you have to stay in the theater? Well, you don't have to, but you get one ticket, and you get to watch every single Marvel movie in order, and it ends with Endgame.
That's insane. And that's like goes back to like they're going to stay open for 24 hours. This is like the Game of Thrones things. You cannot be into it and you can be roll your eyes. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Could you pull that off? Could you stay awake for the entirety of the 56 hours and watch all the movies?
Well, how much blow do I got?
As much as you'd like, sir.
Well, then yeah, I could probably stay up if you're going to let me do that. But like you can roll your eyes all you want and call it nerd stuff, but it is a cultural phenomenon. But they're doing a desperate plea with people on the internet to not spoil the ending of Avengers. Because again, it's out. So people have already seen this episode of Game of Thrones. There's enough people that have already seen the finale of it. And eventually this stuff will start leaking out or one of the rumors will get passed around enough and it'll be true. It's not like you can keep these things a secret. So it's just a matter of how much you want to know.
So Mike, what's your theory, short answer please, on what the Red Witch is doing? Because she hasn't.
I have no clue.
She hasn't been around.
No, she left. We haven't seen her in quite some time.
Yeah,
I have no idea what Melisandre's doing. Yeah. None.
Probably being naked somewhere.
Speaking of tees.
Yeah.
The best in the show.
Oh.
Whoa.
Now this is my territory. All right, pal?
That's a bold, bold statement,
Hell
Michael.
No.
Best in the
Think
show.
About it. Think
no,
about it.
But they're great.
Think about the perkiness.
Okay. They are good, but the best in the show, and I don't know her name, but that one girl.
Mm. The one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's long-haired wieners.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yes, there are. God.
What is Colorado Rocks?
What is happening? Can we clean it up here?
That's 50% stupid.
The first one was a misclick. The second was intentional because Rob couldn't label anybody.
Hey, listen. What is her name? Let me look at. Hold on.
You talking about Rob's wife?
Who's Rob?
No, I'm going Grey Worm.
Oh, no.
Grey Worm's gal.
Rob is my dude. No. Yeah.
Masande?
Yes. Grey Worm's gal. Yes. She has the best up tops.
She has the second best up tops.
It's a bold claim. Mike's going with the Red Witch.
Mike, come on, man. Come on.
That's
Good
it. I'm now going to have to take to the internet.
Man. I'll pull my Charlie. Come on, man.
I'm going to have to take the internet now to do some research.
Come on, man.
Charles I don't Barkley. Want to, but someone has to do it.
Come on, man. No, it's clearly, what's her name?
Masande.
It's Masande number one. So
it's on my power rankings.
You do need to rank the T's on your Game of Thrones podcast, right? You do that on there?
We can.
For the guys?
I feel like that's
you should.
That's a necessity.
Come on. All right. We done here?
I think we're done.
The kids are on to the fake nature of Instagram, Jason.
Well, it's about time.
They think it's fake, just like you. You have said this. You're like, it's people in their fake lives, in their fake pictures, and it's bullsh.
It's a bunch of people trying to prove that their lives are more interesting than yours. In reality, they're not.
Well, guess what? The kids believe that, too. And I will tell you next what they're doing to make their Instagram accounts look real.
All right.
But that will have to be next. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt. I'm going to drive big truck. I'm going to roll this road. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to rise. I'm going to kick a little ass. Rock, flat, and eagle.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double sun power!
Now, we've lost Rob. I think he's deep in internet research. And I will tell you that we've spent the break doing show research to come up with a definitive list of the the up tops of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I forgot a pair.
What do you got?
So do you remember, and again, I'm terrible with names of this show because there's 8 million of them.
Yeah.
And they all die and you forget them. The three sisters that were in jail.
Yep.
And they were seducing the one guy.
Bronn of the
now,
Blackwater.
Bronn. The one with the short hair. Those things.
Yeah, they're...
I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
You are not wrong.
Those are number one.
We may or may not have found a picture of those. Leaning towards not, but...
Is this sexist?
Great.
Yes.
Text 55305. The answer is yes.
Well, we can rank the male butts next.
How about or the male
we got
dongs.
Dong too.
Yeah, you got that.
And there's a clear winner in that.
Well...
He doesn't have it
He
anymore.
No longer has it, but...
Yeah, it's in the ocean.
He was packing some heat. He was famous for it.
Not anymore. All right. That's just all bad. All bad.
Why? The ladies love it. Why are T's good and D's are bad?
No. That whole thing where Ramses goes after him and starts cutting things, that's just... It's bad.
Well, then he takes that right after he brings him two girls who tease him for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's all bad.
As Instagram has grown to more than 1 billion monthly users, it has ushered in a very particular look. Jace. Bright walls, artfully arranged lattes, avocado toast.
I don't understand the whole taking photos of your food thing, but...
All that with carefully staged, color-corrected, glossy-looking aesthetic, you know.
Yeah, the filters.
Yep. Photos that play into these trends perform so well on Instagram that the look becomes synonymous with the platform itself, then seeped into the broader world. Even if you don't use the app, you've undoubtedly encountered an Instagram wall, which is a pop-up experience like the Museum of Ice Cream or a brightly patterned restaurant bathroom just made to be photographed. By the way, this is from The Atlantic. No one has capitalized on this look's popularity more than influencers, social media influencers.
Yeah. That's like Lori Loughlin's kid. Like, she apparently is a social media influencer. Right. No one really knows what you do. You just influence. Which,
and
by the way,
some,
seems like the greatest job on the world.
On the world.
On the world. Not
on,
in the
on
world.
On the earth.
On the world. On top of
in
it.
In the earth.
Yes. The
Inside
era has
the earth.
Become social media influencers. The era has become...
No one has capitalized on this look's popularity more than influencers. Some have even started to make thousands of dollars on photo presets that warp anyone's pictures to fit this mold. But every trend has a shelf life. And as quickly as Instagram ushered in pink walls and pastel macaroons, it's now turning on them. Avocado toasts and posts on the beach. It's so basic and generic and played out, says Claire. a 15-year-old who...
way to go, Claire.
She's an influencer. Who asked to be referred to by a pseudonym because of her age. It's not cool anymore.
She's really an influencer at 15?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the kids are big on there. It's not cool anymore to be manufactured, she said. So fast-rising young influencers such as Emma Chamberlain, Jazzy Ann, and Joanna Sedilla.
Sure.
These are people, well, you know what I mean. Like, they're influencers on Instagram. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people follow them and whatnot. All reject the notion of a curated feed in favor of a messier and more unfiltered vibe. While millennial influencers hauled DSLR cameras to the beach and mastered photo editing to get the perfect shot, the generation younger than they are largely posting directly from their mobile phones.
So they're only filtering them through their phones? Or taking 8,000 and finding the one that's the best?
No, they're not doing any of that. What they're saying is they're basically trying to make photo... So they're trying to make it look so organic and just like, oh, just like that was so 5 minutes ago, that they now try to make the photos look grainy and old.
So this is like
and stupid.
So this is like the ripped jeans effect, right?
Yes.
It's no longer cool to have a new pair of jeans. You have to buy a pair of jeans that looks old and beat up, but you didn't beat them up. You bought them that way for $400 or $500.
Right. Now. Previously, influencers used to say, oh, that's not on brand, or only post things in shots in a certain light or with a commonality. For the younger generation, those rules don't apply. In fact, many teens are going out of their way to make their photos look worse. Fujicam, which make your images look as if they were taken with an old school throwaway camera, have been downloaded more than 16 million times. Adding grain to your photos is a big thing now, says Sonia, a 20-year-old college student. People are trying to seem candid. People post a lot of mirror selfies and photos of them lounging around now.
I see.
So that's the new thing.
So,
see, Suk, you're going to fit right in.
By taking bad photographs?
Yeah.
But I actually try to take good photographs, and they just end up being bad photographs.
Well, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point. But
like, you're going to be a big influencer.
Yeah, all right. Social media influencer coming your way. I swear to God, the whole social media thing and what is and isn't good, and I just...
Listen to this, man.
It's beyond
this
me.
This gal, Reese... Oh, it's a whole thing. This gal, Reese Bluestein, she has 238,000 followers. She's 22 years old, and the only reason she has those followers, all she does is she posts unfiltered, low-production photos of herself in weird outfits. That's all she does.
That's all she does?
And she has 238... thousand followers on there.
It just amazes me. So you just, I'm convinced that you just have to have, like, you have to have no, like, pride or self-awareness. You just have to be able to just shrug through that to continue to post meaningless photo after meaningless photo of yourself.
Oh, for sure.
All right, well.
And they don't care. They don't care how they look.
Grainy photos coming your way. I can take horrible photos of myself all day long.
Me too. I'm going to be good at this.
I don't know. I've seen the beefcake photos, Rob. If those aren't edited.
That was staged.
I mean, that's just.
Not edited, but staged.
Let me ask you this. When you took that photo, how many of those did you guys take before you settled on one that you liked?
No, it was one of those where whoever took them, I don't know who took them because we were all in the photo.
Yeah.
See, I'm the guy who's never in the photo because I'm always the one, like, taking the group photos. I'm like, hey, we should get a shot of this or whatever. Or that's in the background. Hey, boom.
Sure.
Ba-kink.
Yeah.
And then I'm never in it because I don't like to do selfies. So that one, I don't know who took the photo, but they took, like, five or six of them. They're all the same.
Yeah. Because I...
Every one of them is the same.
I'm fascinated. Like, every...
I look great in all of them.
Every girl that you meet, they don't... It's like when you ask someone to take a photo or you're like... You watch someone take a photo, they now have like where the, it does like the burst of like 10 photos.
Yeah.
And they do that six or seven times. You end up with like 70 photos to choose from.
Right.
It's amazing.
That's a cute one for the olds. Like my dad, like I don't think my dad really gets the whole burst idea.
Yeah.
And so he'll take them and it will be like 700 photos. Yeah. It's like, why does this happen?
And heaven forbid you do one of these. Hey, which one of these do you like better? I don't know. They're all the same. To hell they are. They are not the same. Don't you dare say that they're the same. Each one has a subtle difference. And then you have to spend like 20 minutes editing it, and then you can post it to Instagram.
All right. I think that's all we're going to get to tonight. But I just wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell you, kids, they see what you're seeing. It's all fake.
Yeah, so stop trying.
Make it less fake by posting fake, lesser photos that are doctored.
So it's still fake and doctored. It's just fake and doctored the other way. All right. So do you like...
That's how you do it.
Do you Photoshop yourself like fatter? Like you take a photo, you're like, whoa, I look too good here. Let me add 5 pounds.
What if you did that? I bet you people do that. Like they will do that. Like post those funny photos where you like, I don't know, you make yourself look fat. Like you have those apps or whatever.
Sure.
What are they called?
They're filters.
Filters.
You mean the Snapchat things?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Something. And then they do it, and then everybody, and then you see people in real life, and they're like, "Oh my God, you look great!" Right? Because you aren't that fat. You're just posting fat pictures.
Interesting.
Therefore, it makes yourself feel better. It's like reverse.
Yeah, but some of those filters make you look better.
No, I'm saying make yourself look worse. And then when in real life, people will be like, oh my God, look how good you look. Well, you've looked the same way the whole time. It's just that on your fake photos, you're posting bad fake photos.
I will tell you that.
And now you get a boost of confidence into your ego. From people who are seeing you in real life. They're like, oh my God, you look great.
I'll tell you, it is a real thing. Because you've been married forever, and Lynch, you've been married. But a while back, I did the online dating thing. The profile pic versus what the people look like when you show up, that amazes me. Why,
way different.
Well, why you would even do that.
Right. Like, just put a realistic one on there.
Yes, this is what like
this is who you are.
Yes, you may not like what I look like. I understand that, but when I show up, it's me. It's like
you're not gonna fool anyone.
No, I had a handful of experiences where you did not even recognize the person when they would come up to you and be like, Jason, and you're like, huh?
Wait, you?
Wait, what?
There must be some mistake.
Oh, hey,
you were way hotter in photos.
What's up, 10 years ago and 50 pounds? It's just, it's the damnedest thing. It's like just angles and it's of, you know, filters.
Yeah, I never really had to deal with this. Granted, I met my wife online, but not using a dating site. Like, I didn't use Tinder. I didn't use any of this. I never had to deal with this in my life at all. So
for the life of it, I'm with Rob. If you're doing that, you should post the worst photo.
Yeah,
and if
that's
you
right.
can get them to show up, then you're like, hey, I look a lot better.
This person's great.
Boy, that happened more than one time when you show up and it's just like you show up thinking like you're going to see a lab and it ends up being like a bulldog. And you're like, whoa, how the hell did that happen?
And then it just ruins everything.
Yes. Then it's just, it starts off like on the worst foot imaginable. You're like,
All right. So what do you like to do? Well, I have a friend who's single and he's on there and he claims that a lot of women now, he says, we talked about this. And he said that a lot of women will try to post photos that are much more representative of how they look.
Yeah.
I mean, because we went through it. He's like, you want to look through it? I'm like, yeah, dude, I've never seen any of that. So I was scrolling through all these girls on his profile, like, oh, she, you know, and then.
Will you begin, like, after a while, I haven't been on
Is
there
that good?
In like, you know, 8-9 months, but you
I lost my train of thought.
You would begin to, you could tell, you'd be like, oh, she looks cute. And then you'd see 5 photos and they were all from the same angle and you're like, wait a minute. And then you just knew, you're like, nope, this Not right. You could learn to like kind of pick them out where they were all done in a very specific way. And you're like, bingo, something's up.
I'd put an egg on mine. Just like, you know, the Twitter egg.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not showing you a picture. You got to swipe right first.
You got to show up and check this out.
Or swipe left.
I think you swipe right.
If you like them.
Yeah, I think.
And then they have to swipe right, too. And then if they swipe right too, then you get to meet. Is that the way it works?
Yes. Something along those lines.
I think you get to try to meet. First, you have to then have game to get them to say yes to meeting.
Oh, you do?
There's
they
conversations.
Right. They clearly want to do it.
Rob is dialed in.
You need to then have game and get the girl to agree to go out with you.
Wait, okay, so she swipes right, you swipe right. then that connects you. Then you get to like,
then you get to message each other.
Message. And then what do you say? Hey, baby.
So,
I mean, don't you just say, hey, let's have a coffee and see how quickly we can get in each other's pants.
You can do that, but from what I've seen on all these pages that share the Tinder pictures, it's a lot of trying really, really, really hard.
Really? See, it wouldn't seem to be that hard once you get that. She's already swiped. She likes you. She's interested. Therefore, just set up a time. Let's talk.
She's also swiped right on 50 other people.
You've got this figured out, Rob. You're dialed in.
Don't patronize me, you son of a bitch. I'd be great on there.
You would.
I'd slay all kinds of poon on there. I would. They'd call me the Poon Slayer.
It's just that easy.
That's what I'd put on my bio. Poon Slayer. Swipe right, ladies. No? Hello?
I don't think that would work very
okay,
well.
Okay, John is next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
Yes, I'm getting a lot of single bros who are texting in here saying Tinder's the easiest thing ever. They just get on there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and Joe, there's a Joe Fisher. He confirms.
He's naughty.
Super easy.
What's up?
I think it's just become understood. This is where everybody wants to do it. Let's get together and do it.
Fish in a barrel.
Hello, sir.
What site was that? Say that again.
Tinder.com. Look spell for me on there.
Can you spell that for me? I need to just write that down real quick.
Just do a search for Poon Slayer. I'll come up.
Rob's profile.
Okay, well, I have a question for both of you.
Ask away.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
Love that.
I was talking to the great Mike Lynch. We have a little conversation before we come on, and he said to me that he misdialed my number today and caught himself before it went through and hung up and dialed me again and got the right number. My question for the great Mike Lynch, and I'm asking you two this, is let's assume that Mike called the wrong number and just randomly somebody answers. In the 2 to 3 minutes that Mike and I usually talk, could he adequately explain what he was doing and get somebody else to come on and do my segment? Like, could he explain to them it's a radio show in Portland and he's trying to get the brother of one of the hosts and he comes on at the end and just talks about whatever for a few minutes? Do you think Mike could do that?
No, I don't. And it's not because Mike is unable to do that. I think it's because people hate phone calls and they're already annoyed that they're on the phone anyway. And 2.5 minutes is not long enough they want to hang up instantly.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing.
That's what I think.
I think Mike could do it. If you could get someone to answer the phone, which would be the first step because, no one answers the phone. So if you
we agreed that would be difficult, is getting somebody to answer. But let's assume that Tim somewhere answers the phone.
Yeah, because here's my thing. If you're answering the phone in this day and age, you're lonely and you want to chat. You're up for a ride. You're saying, let's take this adventure together.
So this would be the perfect scenario for said person to chat on the radio for listeners.
I'm convinced that 7 out of 10 times, the people, if you get them to answer the phone, Mike could talk them into coming on the air.
Okay,
so
that is crazy.
That's a little over. So here are the challenges.
If they answer the phone.
Here are the challenges. Challenge one is getting them to pick up, obviously. Challenge two, if they pick up, most people probably think you're a solicitor or someone trying to scam them now, right?
Because that's my thing.
It's a number you don't know.
I think they would be suspicious that it was real and it was some kind of trick.
And then challenge number three is that people are terrified of talking on the radio.
Yes.
They're answering the phone. They want to talk to someone. No one answers the phone anymore.
But you are out to lunch on this.
The other part that could help is I'm dialing a local number, right? Because I'm dialing John's number. What if the person knows the show?
Well, that's your chance.
So what percentage do I have of that?
Not very good, but but there's like two people out there. But no, that's your chance. Your chance is they get the bit. But 2.5 minutes? No way, man.
Yeah, that's why I'm with you, Rob. I'm with you, and I have all the confidence in the world in the great Mike Lynch. But I think Jay, you're way overselling it, and I'm with you, Rob. I just don't think you could do it in 2 minutes like that.
I was very confident until John told me about all the things he thought, and I went, yeah, probably not likely.
And by the way, the bros are in and saying, guys, you're married. You don't use Tinder. You use the Ashley Madison.
Oh, dang it. That's my problem. Poon Slayer on Ashley Madison, too.
There you go. SeekingArrangements.com.
Now, if you called somebody randomly, Mike, and said you were the Poon Slayer, I think you have a much better chance.
Hey, it's me, the Poon Slayer.
I'd like to know if you'd come on our show.
Drop them. All right. Thank you, John. Bye.
All right. See you guys.
Everybody. All right.
Oh, there you go.
We're out of here. Coming up next, it is what?
I've had the new phone for like 4 months.
You're an idiot. Coming up next, it is Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. We are back tomorrow. Very big show. We're going to be at Kingpins in Beaverton for the NFL draft. Jason Quick will be on the show tomorrow. Be with us, won't you? 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
How do you find a male hooker?
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.